It is a world of wounded people who have celebrated Easter this year. Wounds are everywhere, from Belgium to Paris, from Boston to Pakistan, where Christian children celebrating Easter with their families were killed last week by a suicide bomb. These atrocities boggle the mind and tear at our hearts, with the risk that we might become numb to it all and cease to be stirred and troubled, closing ourselves away from one another. All the while, in the background, multitudes of Syrian refugees flee their homes to be met by hostility and barbed wire. And this church, too, is full of wounds. Perhaps not as dramatic or violent, but there are wounds in every one of us. Wounds from divorce, wounds from tragedies, lost children, broken dreams and hopes, betrayals, unexpected early deaths that leave people alone, helpless and frightened. The whole earth cries out, wounded and in pain. Our response is often to lock doors and close windows. Hearts that are broken are too often frozen in grief and closed to healing. Like nations overwhelmed with the flood of refugees, we close our borders and in fear want to protect ourselves so that no more wounds or hurt or pain can settle on us. But into that steps Jesus, who will not be kept out. And notice how he comes with his wounds in plain sight, not hidden from view, not minimized. A wounded Savior stands among the wounded. He showed those wounds. But friends, he did not whine about them, and he did not exaggerate them, nor did he blame anyone. He didn't stand in that room looking for pity either. He came, as always before, to reveal something about the one he called Father. He was not afraid of suffering. He touched lepers. He lifted a woman suffering from humiliation of being caught. He went to Martha and Mary. He wept at the death of his friend. He was moved with pity by a widow whose son has died. And he felt the suffering of a stranger whose daughter was dead. To all, he revealed a God who did not shy away from human suffering, or pretend that it didn't exist, or make nothing of the real pain and the real human beings can cause one another. In that room, he revealed that in resurrection and new life, the wounds do not disappear, but anger and vengeance and hatred toward those who caused the pain is useless, and it will never take away the wounds. He came to reveal that even those who were afraid of wounds and locked themselves away in hiding could find no healing and no life in that way. Fear of getting hurt, of having wounds, will not be the way for those who love and look at him in his wounds. That broken and wounded Son of God stands in this room before us today in the words of John's Gospel. He stands among us with all our wounds to remind us again that there's no hiding, there's no pretending, avoiding, or denying the fact that those who love and are faithful to God and God's will cannot be lost, abandoned, or left unhealed. In spite of all the wounds, we shall rise again. In spite of all the doors that we close, Christ is going to find a way to enter and call us out to faith, out to life, out to another day in which the glory of the resurrection will shine forth in our faces and from our hearts. It's still Easter, my friends. And it will always be Easter for those who can look at a wounded Christ and see the Lord God. It will always be Easter when we look at our wounds without anger or hatred or blame. And it will always be Easter when we offer forgiveness instead of revenge. And it will always be Easter when wounds do not keep us from one another, and especially from those who caused them.